Hey, Luke, you should tell me you love me.
Why? I don't.
It's not how this works. That's not what I'm paying you for. But anyway,
we're not getting paid. Don't even.
Damn right you're not. Well, what's going on?
You guys get paid?
Yeah, yeah.
What is this sorcery? Oh, God, I quit. I'm out.
I mean, we do things we don't want to do necessarily, but like I said, crazy.
Okay,
cat ladies.
Your prostitution does not coincide with trophy husbands, okay?
Yeah, it does.
Do it. I mean, how else? Don't make a great podcast story.
Like a man of wood dies.
Next time you get that dude a handy, yeah, it's going to be great podcast material.
Oh, it will.
Handle is material for the material.
Yep. Handle, because he had no hands.
Hey, what? Can we should just start now. We haven't even started yet.
We haven't started, and Luke's just like, fuck this shit, I'm done.
It's
already.
It's gonna be one of those episodes.
Oh, it's gonna be good. What's up, everybody? We're the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick, and you are listening to episode 29, I think it is now? I think, yeah. 29?
Yeah. Somewhere in that place.
Luke doesn't even know what day it is.
Right?
It is Sunday, everybody. We
Sunday,
are recording
Sunday,
on a Sunday.
Sunday.
So let's jump back, guys, and whatever we do on Friday.
You want to take this away, Maestro?
All right. So it was an interesting one.
All right.
Our friends Travis and Brian live down in Baltimore. Went down Friday night. With our friend Sarah, they live about, I'd say like 5 blocks from each other, up and down the street. So Sarah's like, we're gonna go get really trashed, go to this bar. It's called the Crown. They're having just a huge dance party. It's gonna be dope. It's like, yeah, it is. Let's fucking do it. I am newly single. And I'm gonna have so much fucking fun, and it was awesome. So we go to this bar. One of my friend Sarah, her roommate. So he's at Johns Hopkins, and she's from France, and her boyfriend is from the Netherlands, and he's visiting for a few weeks, and he's just, like, the most, like, awesomely stereotypical European. He's like, hey, man, we're going to the bar, right? I thought we were dancing. Let's go fucking dance. You want a beer? I got you a beer. So he's like, we get to the door, like, he pays. I was like, I got your car, man. You've been giving me cigarettes. It's fine. I got it. So, we rush in the door, like, he pays for my cover. Buys drinks, he's like, we all go dance, let's go. And he's just losing his mind on the dance floor all over the place. It's like, I like this guy. We're on the same wavelength.
Luke's like, I like him. I'm not going to be the most messed up by the end of the night.
Nah, he wasn't even messed up, it was just him. He's just being cool. Like his name was Sheward. I had to ask him, Sheward, yeah. He was cool.
Stuff so, about car insurance.
Shrewd insurance.
Are you shrewd?
Like a shade of insurance there.
Are you shrewd?
I don't have shrewd.
If you give me cigarettes, you'll be shrewd.
You shrewd? If only life worked like that, I'd have... Shrewd was awesome. But So at the end of the night, we go... I am just kind of all over loopy the place. My head is... I don't know where at. But I'm feeling good. So, I go back to Travis and Brian's, we hang out for a little while, and I was like, oh wait, I forgot, all my stuff's at Sarah's, I gotta stay there. He's like, you can stay. He's like, no, I'm gonna walk back. So, I wander for a bit, and like, sense of direction is off, but make it back to Sarah's, and everyone's asleep. I'm like, damn it, Luke's by himself again, drunk. So, just hanging out, not doing anything. And then I hear one of our friends upstairs having really loud sex. I'm like, wait, I want to have sex too.
Luke came banging on the door. Let me in! No,
it's like,
is there room for another? I brought my clown costume.
Steve!
Don't mind me. I'm just going to honk my nose in the corner.
So... Like, 5 a.m. rolls around, shot in the dark. I was like, I just wanted to snuggle with somebody. I was lonely. If Marcus was there, I'd be like, koala?
So that's...
Oh,
that.
Fuck.
Oh! But yeah. That's why I got that call at 3:30.
Right. I was like, can you come to snuggle with me? I know you'll do it. But shot in the dark, I text one of my friends, gonna be nameless, and is like, hey, what's up? And they're a nurse at one of the Baltimore hospitals, so they work like a really weird schedule. Responds to me, he's like, hey, I'm good, how are you? I'm like, yay, maybe we can snuggle. So, back and forth, she's like, well, if you want to hang out, you could. And I was like, all right, yeah, she's not too far from our friend Sarah's place. I was like, yeah, I can walk over. She's like, no, I'll come pick you up. It's like, okay, even better.
Dope.
So, on my way back, we hung out. I got someone to snuggle with and didn't have to sleep alone. But the best thing was the next morning, well, I mean, I don't know about best.
Good podcast material.
Yeah, I'll do it for the line. But I walk in the door, and I realize I'm still drunk. I have no sense of direction. So I wandered around Baltimore looking like a homeless vagabond with a hoodie up on a windy day, trying to find Sarah's place again. Which, like I said, it's less than a mile walk in this one direction. But I walked the wrong direction and then ended up going on different side streets and everything. And after an hour, I realized, wait, I'm at the apartment building I just left. Fuck. So I go back. I was like, all right, just go straight down the street. And then I was like, everyone had been trying to get in contact with me. My phone was dead. Like, are you alive? Are you okay? I was like, yeah, I just want to drink some water. I feel like an idiot. I'll tell you about it later. So, I survived Friday night. I guess I'm happy about that.
There you go. My Friday wasn't really all that interesting. Alex didn't get back from work until late. Literally, what we ended up doing was just go grab 6 packs of beer and just eat pizza and chill. Like, that was my Friday. Nothing.
Tell me more.
Yeah,
give me more.
Who's gonna play you in the movie? That's what I'm wondering.
Luke
Perry.
Matthew McConaughey. Edward Norton.
You're getting all these interesting people to do something that's not interesting with your life.
That's the whole point.
No, I don't want.
So they can make it interesting.
What do you think a rom-com is?
I'm not a stupid person. I don't watch them.
Oh.
Bullshit. Bull fucking shit.
I'm what? They're not being a stupid person and they're not watching them?
Yes is the answer.
Yeah. 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 There is one rom-com.
I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think what my favorite rom-com is. Now that
every rom-com has essentially the same formula. It's just like,
well, yeah, there's it's not unique in any way, but it's just like, which one, is
like, which one do you like the most?
Like, what's the most aesthetically pleasing?
it reminds me of when fucking South Park made fun of Rob Schneider for being in all those shitty movies.
Rob Schneider is a carrot!
But no, that's how every rom-com this one reminds me of, just like, here's Lisa, and Lisa is lonely, and there's Greg, and Greg is lonely as well.
And Greg's kind of a dick, but Lisa's gonna show him how not to be a dick.
Yeah, and they move right across each other in the same apartment building, and their dogs fall in love.
At now, first, they can't stand each other.
Yeah, come to theaters, it's Puppy Love, directed by J.J. Abrams, so more lens flare than you know what to fucking do with.
Oh, my goodness. Co-directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Plot twist, they're all dead.
What a twist.
What a twist. But that's just like every rom-com. It's just like, or just like, it's like, this person's a nerd, and this person's really popular, but they have to do a science project together, and now they're going to become romantically involved.
Hey, don't diss those movies. Those always gave me confidence as a child. I was like, it's gonna happen!
It's just like, but it's always just like, look at how nerdy she looks, and you like take off the glasses and like do her hair, and she looks fine. It's just like, well, if you didn't dress like a 70-year-old lonely woman, you'd probably get some thrown your way. A little bit. And sir, if you dial it back on the douche bro-ness, you probably fare a chance as well. Your 3 popped collars are doing you nothing, sir.
3 popped collars?
Yeah, he has 2
just
on.
Just sweaty.
He has 2 on, and then he just keeps like a baby polo folded in his back pocket with a collar popped just in case. It's like his hanky.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Alright, let's see. Friday just went out. I worked, and then went out, hung out, Murphed it up. That was fun. Alright. So at one point, Jenna was at Murph's. So she had came down from Baltimore, and she's, we're all chit-chatting. It's like me, her two friends, Dante, Eric. Everybody's hanging out. We're playing Pong, and she walks over, and she's like, hey, so do you like my friend? And her friend shall remain nameless for the sake of the conversation. But I was kind of like, yeah, she's cool. Like, but
I knew what Friday, she was. I'm in love. No, not like that.
No. But I knew what she was getting at.
Right.
She's like, do you like her?
Yeah, I was like, my friend.
She's like, yeah, she's cool. And then Dante, being fucking Dante, is just like, she's asking you if you want to fuck her friend. And I'm like, her friend's a fucking adult. She can ask for herself.
She asked me to fuck her herself.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I just thought it was funny because I was just like, I want to hear you say it.
Yeah.
Say it to me.
I would have just looked and been like, thank you, Dante, for that interpretation.
Wow. Scholarly input is so very well.
Like, I know I've talked about not being able to pick up hints, but I'm not that bad.
Yeah. Because Jenna's like, dude, you're like halfway in the door already. And I'm just like,
was your dick out or something? Like,
I don't find, maybe she can just feel the vibration.
Like, I'm picking up good
vibrations.
Good vibration.
Yeah, I was on a different page.
Yeah.
Vibration. It was a Marky Market.
Yeah. I was going Beach Boys.
Maybe she has, like, fucking the force when it comes to dicks. Just like, there's a disturbance in the force. Like, that's one I'd like to touch.
Dickpool docks.
Dickpool. Russell the coin purse, and that's how he knows. He knows you're interested.
Or
you just jingle it.
A little Mortal Kombat Scorpion. Get over here.
Did you just feel your balls tingle?
It's my ESP. I sense a disturbance in the force.
That's a weird spidey sense.
That really is.
It's after every post-orgasm. You know how that works. Spidey sense is tingling. There's 100% chance semen has just left my body. Luke's face is amazing.
I don't know. Some of the shit you say is just sometimes like, I don't have a proper reaction for it. So I just have to take a deep breath. Like, all right.
You're just not well, ready for it?
Yeah. It's you're ahead of your time a bit with my mind. My brain just can't interpret some things you say sometimes. And it's like, all right, I'll come back to that.
I'll take
that as a compliment. Yeah, it's funny. It's just like it's a type of humor my body just doesn't know how to interpret.
It's a little bit of a slow burn. Like right. You catch it, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Right. It's gonna be like a year from now, and Luke's just like, ha, I got it.
It's not that I don't get it. It's just like I'm grasping the chair, just like. All
right. Like, didn't think of that one.
Nor will I ever.
And there was that. And then, yesterday, Saturday, I went over to a friend's place, and her roommate was fucked up, and it was hilarious, because she, like, I texted her, no, I shot her a Snapchat, because she had, like, Snapchatted their living room, and they had, like, done it all up for Halloween, and I was just like, hey, man, see you over there spooping, and
spooping? Getting spoopy?
Yeah, getting spoopy.
Getting spoopy with it.
Yeah, getting spoopy.
Na, 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 na,
na. I was like, I see you over there spooping, and she's like, yeah, man, come through. Her roommate's drunk. Like, her roommate was literally just fucking ripping shots. And just like dancing on the couch by her. I was just like.
Dancing on the couch.
Like, yeah, like, you know, like when you're like kind of like bopping around, but she like had the aux cord in her phone and was just like playing shit, like ripping
shots.
Well,
when you said dancing on the couch, I imagine her like standing on the couch, like stumbling kind of. Like,
woo!
And just throwing shots back and kicking things off over the coffee table. Just
being like, Luke, not everyone is you.
God, if only. Sounds like the woman of my dreams.
Speaking. Alright. Different story, like, years ago, we were throwing this party, and there was one girl that I knew, and we had the table in the middle of the room, and she's dancing on the table, and she was a bit taller, and, like, her and this other girl were dancing, and she flags me down, she's like, Marcus, come here, and I was like, what's up? She's like, you should dance with us, like, you should dance on the table with us, and I was like, I really don't feel like it. She's like, come on, but the entire time, she's literally like grinding on my face. Like, you should dance on the table with us. I'm just like plain face, just like, no, I'm good.
I'm good right where I'm at.
I'm good. And then like my friend Jack comes up, he's just like, did you just like, was she just dancing on your face with her vagina? Just something like that. And I was just like,
that's accurate.
That's very accurate. So because she was like, she's taller, and then she's on the table as well. So she's just like, you should dance with us. But she was just kind of like held my face like to her, as in like come dance. But her vagina was like on the side of my face, just like, you should come dance. And I'm just kind of like plain face, just like, nope. As she's like gyrating all over my face. No, like, I'm
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ.
And then our other friend wanted to dance with him. He's just like, dude, put the song on. I was like, I got you. So I run over and I put the song on. I look up and this guy's just like going in, like dead center of the table, just like dancing his ass off. It was fucking hilarious because he's just like, dude, put it on. I'm just like, fucking got you from downtown. It was like a Hail Mary. And I'm just like, dip in the middle of the party. I was like, wait. Boom! And I look over, and this guy's just like just going ape shit on the table. It was awesome.
Oh, good grief!
That was nice.
Yeah, that'll be us next weekend for Halloween.
Hey, you keep telling me all this fun stuff. I'm not gonna be here. Jeez.
That's right. You're not. Well,
why do you gotta be so mean?
On Friday, Brian sent me this picture of you just with his drunk ass shit-eating grin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he sent me, and I replied back, I was just, that looks like a face that eats turds. And he, like, screenshotted that.
What the fuck?
It was just the most, like, random thing. I was like, that looks like
a face. Friday is pretty blurry, so I'm gonna have to ask Brian, like, what did you do?
He screenshotted my reply, so you should definitely ask him to see it. It's amazing.
On Saturday, not Marcus, but Steve, myself, and obviously Luke, because he was there, went and saw a play of what was it, 71-minute
Yeah, 71-minute plays. It's called Every 28 Hours. It's essentially, like, themes inspired by the Black Lives Matter and police brutality and, like prevalent issues going on that don't get recognized, and I want to hear your guys' thoughts on it first. Because, like I said, there were different themes throughout. Like, mine, I directed 8 of them. My focus was on protests in different situations, on protesting. And then there's, like, different those families, youth, police themselves.
Yep.
So
I liked it. Some of it was very powerful. A lot of it was just like boom, hit you in the face kind of thing.
Right.
No, I thought it was good all in all. It did seem like it was getting a little long there towards the end. Like I was just like, okay. But it was I liked it. I thought it was good, and I thought it brought up a lot of interesting topics and the way that they did the subjects and everything. And some of them I honestly was just like, oh, I never thought of it like that. And so I think it kind of made a couple things a little more clear for me, or had me thinking about certain aspects in a different perspective than I had previously.
I think the best, that like my favorite part is that at the end they did a Q&A with a couple different educated members of the York community. And one of the guys was saying he's a professor at Morgan State University. He's like, the best thing about this, best and worst, because the York Auditorium can seat a couple, like maybe close to 1,000, I'm not sure. And the turnout, we were all thought should have been bigger. Like most of the like middle front section was close to filled, but then the seats go up in like a stadium seating, and that was all.
Empty.
Those weren't filled, and then he's like, with the amount of people here, or the amount of people we can fit, and the amount of people in the community, we should be filling the space. But also, he's like, your college is about like a 70%, I think, white enrollment. So, and a lot of like bigger like universities and colleges aren't even touching on the subject. So he's like, I'm really glad we did this. Maybe we didn't get the turnout we wanted, but it's important that we touch on these issues and talk about them, as opposed to just, like, throwing them to the side. So, it was, like I said, the whole thing was very powerful, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I was glad I got to be part of it.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think, Steve?
I had three plays I liked. I liked the... Are they plays or that?
They're plays essentially. Yeah, like,
one minute plays.
They're literally 1 minute long.
The one where the mother looking out the window.
Thought she was TV, watching TV. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to go out and TV at mm-hmm. 8 a.m. or whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, jeez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the one with the white couple, and then them watching TV. And
oh right.
Then mm-hmm. the countdown to the 28 mm-hmm. hours was that right. what they were doing, and then the white guy and the white woman and the black guy and the black woman,
mm-hmm.
and he was like telling them what to do basically.
Oh
and
right.
At the very end, he pulls out a gun on him, and mm-hmm. that's the end of it. Oh, I thought they were good. Mm-hmm. I thought a lot of them were touching, and mm-hmm. I think it really broadened my view on it a little
that,
bit.
Like I said, like it made me think of a handful of things, and I'm just like, oh, I never thought
yeah,
of it
like,
that
a lot
way.
Of the themes are like, yeah, they bring it to a point that it's like help you better understand.
Yeah.
So,
but from there, I know Steve diverged because he had a Halloween party to go to, but Luke and I then went over to the bar at Murph's and whatnot, and pretty much just your regular average night at Murph's, really. Mm-hmm. Drinking away solidly. Marcus scooted in at one point.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Like on your scooter.
It was like 1 a.m.
Did
like,
you bring a scooter?
Do you think you can do that? Like, bring like a like ride?
No.
Like rolling a razor scooter into Murph's?
No.
Why not?
I mean, if those girls have those giant purses, you could probably fit a razor scooter in there. Is it a backpack? Have you seen girls just like, this is my purse? You're like, that's fucking tote bag.
You're like,
what are you doing?
Like,
that's
Bobby,
a money bag. What's...
Just one time.
Like, Bobby, I just want
to... Oh, you could walk in, like, because, you know, a cast, because, you know, some people with, like, late casts,
yeah,
really, like,
yeah,
just like, I need this kid around, okay?
Like...
You're impeding on my social justices.
But, in all honesty, I'm just trying to hit a sweet tail whip from the pool room to the back bar.
Right?
That's all I want. That, that
just clear me out of space!
And you don't need people at your court, because there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be okay.
Yep. Just... I'm just gonna need that footage so I can slow it down and put some sweet edits on it and
up on the YouTube.
Yeah, do it for the Vine if you're bad.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So then, Steve, you went to a Halloween party. Like I said, how was that for you?
It was good. It was a Halloween party.
People dressed up.
What do people
drinking?
What do people do at Halloween parties? I don't know.
It's like a regular party.
Except you're
dressed up.
Wait, what do you mean?
Can we just have those year-round? Because they're awesome.
It sounds like you're having an identity crisis.
I just like Halloween.
Like, Mark is like, I just want to be disguised
all
the time.
I need somebody else all the time.
Yeah, like, when's the last time you were dressed up as somebody and then you went to the dance floor and you drank like 12 shots and you just...
Last Halloween.
Right, Halloween.
See? You dress up as... You get to be not yourself. You get to be like... You be
that's
whoever
the bar
you want.
Every night, though.
Existential crisis.
You think, these are my, clothes?
I wouldn't be surprised if you did steal them.
Right.
Think about it. Like, it was just like... you get to dress and go out to the bar... But you never get to be, like, Batman at the bar. Because if he just walked in on, like, St. Patrick's Day and he had a Batman costume, you're like, the fuck are you doing? But if you do it next weekend,
it's acceptable. I mean, I remember last year during Halloween, I did not have time to put together a costume. And so I was making my costume right before I went out. And what I literally did was take a box that I could fit over myself, put a head hole and armholes into it, wrapped it up like a present, and then just pinned a tag on it that said, from God to mankind. And I went out and rocked out in the bar in a cardboard box. And people loved...
Yeah,
well,
it was hysterical.
People loved and hated that costume, because a lot of people were like, oh my God, that's so great, that's so creative. And then other people were like, oh my God, of course you would. Of course you would.
Oh, Nick.
I remember we went to Penn State, and Cam was texting me, and she was just like... Are you coming out tonight? I was like, sorry, sweet cheeks, I'm in Penn State.
Why do you talk like that?
Because I want to.
You're like a 50s Motown singer. Sorry, sweet cheeks. Out of Penn State.
A doo-wop.
I have to see you on another date. Let me drink. Cause it's the weekend and all to you tell.
Yeah, no wonder your artistry failed.
Anyway.
Amazing, fuck you. But anyway,
you can't do what I do.
Slap some autotune on that.
I just created your career in one swift movement. You blew it. You blew it. Sorry.
I mean, you blow other things. So.
Bubbles?
Yeah.
Gum? Yeah. Duh. Like the fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not a big deal.
Wasn't.
Don't be intolerant. Stop being intolerant of people who blow bubbles. I'm a bubble blower.
It's only a dollar at the dollar store.
Bubbles lives matter.
It's a shame they pop.
Not for Bubble Bub under the sea.
I was attached to that one.
Yeah, you get to be whoever the fuck you want. Like, I mean, why not? Like, oh, dude, speaking, alright, so we were at Penn State last year for Halloween. We go to this party, and sitting there, chilling, and I notice this fucking freezer has magnets all over it. I'm just like, like, I just want to fuck with the magnets, because I'm kind of shit-faced, and I'm bored, and I'm just like, whatever, dude. And then I realize they're glued on, I'm just like, fuck you, I'm taking these magnets. Like, so I ended up taking two of their magnets and putting them on Eric's car without him realizing it. Which is shitty of me.
But it's funny. It's worth it.
Oh, so worth it. That whole night was just weird. It was just weird.
I mean, Penn State during Halloween is crazy.
Penn State during Halloween was a fucking madhouse.
No, like, I went for, it's just atrocious. It's
Were they, like, the letter magnets, or were they...
No, they were the actual, like, the big Penn State magnets.
Oh, I was hoping they were, like, letter magnets, and you could just, like, put it in cock gobbler on top.
To the dollar store we go, gents.
He'll never see it.
Who put poop bucket on my car in magnets?
Oh my god.
They do sell this at the dollar store, though.
My freshman year at Penn State, it was one of those weekends where you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
And and not just kind of like, ooh. So, Saturday night, I'd worn two different costumes. I was trying to figure something out. My friend had dressed it as like a Spartan warrior. He was like, oh, give me your armor. And then wore like a kilt with shorts and then like painted half my face in war paint. I then taped condoms to the armor, and I was Trojan Man. And so we go to this one party with the Penn State Volleyball. Well, it was at the Penn State Volleyball, hosted by them. And this one girl who's on, like, I love tall women. Volleyball team. Like, oh, my gosh.
Tall women too, man.
Heaven. So one of her friends, like, I was trying to talk to this one of the girls on the team, but she was clearly just, like, not having it. And she was trying to palm me off on one of her friends. And she's like... And she's trash. Like, oh my gosh, are you Trojan Man? It's like, yep. And so she grabs one of the condoms and pulls my hand and she, like, tries to take me away and starts making out. She's like, come on. It's like, this is moving too fast. I can't buy. This is leaving too much for me.
I need an adult.
Yeah. I barely know you. Yes. I don't even know your name.
You're Trojan Man, that's all I need to know. Yeah. You're always protected.
Can we get coffee first?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Is there coffee at this party? Sober her up so I can feel there's a little
one,
sociable.
There's one concession man just walking around with his coffee. Did you need to get coffee before you had sex?
Yes,
I'm
please.
Sorry,
yes,
sir. Here
yes.
you go.
Sorry, inconvenience.
This is called espresso strokes. Here you go.
If you need any more, I'll be around.
He unfolds the table, sits it down, then puts two chairs there. He's like, all right, go ahead.
Have at it,
Have your coffee date.
Yeah. The music just stops. Everyone's like, just give us like 20 minutes.
We're getting to know each other just
before we really get to know each other.
All right, so, kind of know you a little bit better. I'm all right with this now.
You seem like an okay person.
Now we're moving at just the right speed.
Oh my
Not
god.
Yet, it's gonna be faster soon.
Consider 5 minutes. Are you good with that?
It's average. Sorry. It's average.
I just really like doing it.
I brought these cinnamon rolls. Would you like one after? There was a yes. There it, oh my god. Situations like that where it's just like little to no words are exchanged and you're like, wait, hold on, hey, whoa, whoa. We were at fucking Banana Max one night. Man.
Good old B-Max.
Nope. B-Max is like Murph's older, weirder brother. It really is.
And more trashy.
as if it was possible.
Right?
Oh, sweet Jesus, Murphs.
My dignity's probably like under someone's shoe somewhere. No, it's been a while. Next weekend. But anyway.
Cinco de Mayo!
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Going to Banana Max is like just stepping over babies.
Oh, God. Woo! I mean, you're not wrong, but...
Oh, my goodness.
But,
Woo! You're just trying to put your feet up for just sticky.
I walk this lonely road, lonely road.
I'm pro-life. I can hear the screaming of the children. I'm not.
Nope, that's just the liquor shit's happening.
Did I drink coffee?
Oh, coffee and... Oh, God. It'd be like a fountain Jesus pen.
I mean, it's really not that bad. I do Irish coffee all the time.
This episode is so weird. Yeah, already. Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
I don't know where the fuck we're going with this, but...
Nope. You'd be like, did you check S beforehand? Nope, no we didn't.
God, only.
No, too weird for my liking. Like, that stool just turned into a snake.
I mean, hashtag really don't get weird.
Like Nick's shirt. Anyway, I was at B-Max. I was with some... Fucking thing. I was with some people. And...
Blackouts matter.
It's next weekend.
Blackout lives matter.
That was my joke, you fuckers.
But, consider it stolen.
Right? It's Carlman seeing your ass.
Fucking Nedlos. But, we're at B-Max, and it was like, you know, we knew a couple people, and it's kind of like friend of a friend was hanging out with us, and she sits next to me, and she's kind of like, hey, what's your name, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of chit-chatting a little bit, but I'm not really, she's like fucked up, and I'm just like, yeah, she's cute, but I'm like, no, no, I'm not, that's not worth a court case, so,
what?
Like, come on, let's be real here. Not worth it, but she's chit-chatting with me. And I'm just kind of like, oh, whatever. And she's like, you want to go dance? Like, I want to go dance. I'm like, all right, I'm down. Let's go do it. So we go. We're dancing.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Because that's the only dance you know how to do. Wobble.
Oh, fuck you. We're dancing. And I'm just like, I'm going to go sit back down. And but it was so weird because, like, no matter what I said, she's like, oh, my God, you're so funny. You're like, hee hee. Like, no matter what I said, like, everything was just like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I need an adult. Like, I need an adult now.
Like, I drowned 15 kittens earlier today.
Oh my god, I hate kittens! Yeah! Like,
thank god.
But I'm sitting there, and then at one point she's like, I wanna go dance again. And I was like, I don't wanna go dance right now. She's like, wait, you wanna go dance? And I was like, no.
I don't
wanna go dance. She's like, are you telling me no? I'm like, yes, I'm telling you no. She's like,
you said yes though!
No, she's like, nobody's ever told me no before. I kinda like it. And I'm just like,
oh my god!
Oh, dude, it's like, sweet baby Jesus.
I'm not trying to seduce you right now. I just don't feel like dancing.
Yeah. And then it turns out, what was weird is she was with another girl, which was our friend's sister, but they were looking for a third, but they didn't say that. She was sent out as the feeler, but no words were exchanged. It wasn't like really. It was kind of like she just latched on to me, and I was just like, this is weird. And then I found out it was a package deal, which I would have been okay with, but it was not specified.
So you need to clear this up, lady.
Yeah, like, is there a contract I can look over?
I'll get my lawyer friend.
It comes with the coffee guy. You just break through everyone. Break through with the coffee. Here's the contract. There's some stipulations in the contract I think you should definitely look over.
Look underneath clause 2 and 54.
So, clause 2. Let's see. Clause 2 needs to be called Sweet Cheeks and likes to be rolled in honey. You know, it's kind of weird. I could do this.
Look at the stipulation on clause 3, though. It requires you to dress up like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my god!
Winnie the Pooh, man!
And it gets weirder because in clause 5, it says I have to refer to her backside as a honey pot. He ate the honey from the honey pot. And technically, since he doesn't have fingers, is this fisting?
Is that how? I'm just wondering how we got here.
It's like a Rey Mysterio counter. You'll see that shit coming, and it just happens.
I'm just a really big fan.
Fisting with honey.
I'm just a really big fan of this coffee guy. Like he's like your bro in every situation that you need.
He's desperately trying to help you out.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I got your coffee. I got your contract. I'm warning you about some of these clauses.
They got good health care being a coffee guy.
Coffee guy. It's not a bad gig. You know, he makes a solid hourly rate. He gets 10% commission.
Tips.
And, yeah, he makes tips.
And then he has peace of mind that he knows he's doing a great service to the community.
Just pops up. It's like, so I don't even have a contract for this one. You just want to fucking run. Just go. Go. Like, look, dude, I know. She's cute. Fuck out.
Here, you might need some energy. Espresso shot. Get the express out of here.
Yep, same thing. There's a coffee woman as well. She does the same exact thing. Like, look, man. I know. I know. You like rugby players. It's good. But don't want that one. Why? He sounds like a mule in bed. Just don't. The Yelp reviews are not good. Go.
He doesn't know how to make a solid post-coital PB&J. He uses a spoon. Who does that?
Fucking plebeians. That's fucking who!
Did you just have a PTSD flashback?
No, it's just the subject that I'm very
passionate about.
Very, very passionate.
Very passionate about. This one likes to wear a Donald Trump mask.
You have to be Bernie Sanders,
the clown.
It's huge.
5 Viagra later, and 3 trips to the ER.
What happens if you have an erection that lasts longer than 15 hours?
You can't get the Sanders face off. I'm sorry. You're stuck with it.
Super glue.
At least the millennials will love you.
It's a new phrasing for Gorilla Glue.
So
subsection A. Why is this a whole different booklet, and why is it? This is called the dark section. What does this imply? Page 1. Prostate orgasm.
Okay.
That's where shit gets dicey. You buy me drinks first, girl. I mean, we can. When in Rome. But I'm gonna need to be a little saucy. I'm gonna need grilled cheese. That's on my rider.
God. So, Jesus. Marcus, there was a story you sent us last night that was very interesting, to say the least.
It's the glazed donut.
The glazed donut. So, oops, Steve pulled it up. So, Florida man arrested when cops confused donut glaze for meth.
Oh, that's what that meant. I did not read it last night.
At first, I thought you were going to say jizz, and I was like, okay, that's even weirder, being arrested to have jizz on you. Right?
The man is suing the city after donut icing test positive for meth during Orlando traffic stop. These dollars will buy a whole lot of donuts. I mean,
those Krispy Kreme donuts are addicting, but...
I mean, that's actually what it is.
Oh, really?
The Krispy Kreme-loving Florida man, police arrested when they confused dry donut glaze in his car for crystal meth, is suing the city of Orlando and the maker of the drug test that supposedly verified the sweet stuff was an illegal drug. Daniel Rushing is seeking $15,000... or about $15,151.99 glazed Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kreme donut.
That's gross.
Is the donut with methamphetamines.
drugs.
That's gotta suck though. Right. Where else would it be but Florida, honestly?
And then there's some dude running around on bath salts. And the cops are like, yeah, again, damn it. Get in the car, donut bitch.
Fucking donut holder. Turns out it was just meth.
Like, I think I would have been okay with it if it was just that they confiscated the donut saying that it had meth on it. Like, this has meth on it. I'm taking this.
And the cops, of course, are eating them in their cars.
That's why you don't put meth on your donuts.
Exactly.
Monkeys. Right. Get the powdered donuts, put MDMA on them, and then you give them the cop.
Oh my god. This is giving me so many ideas now. I'm kidding. That's fucked up.
You're full of shit.
We should open up a donut store, put meth on all the donuts, and then sell them to cops.
Just see what happens.
We don't sell them to anyone else. Make sure only
we don't take kindly to your kind around here.
You ain't hurting anybody here. Hey, yo, panda!
We got your cocaine. Got your cocaine donut. You got your methamphetamine donut.
We call it narcotics and noms.
You never get the munchies around us.
Or you do.
You do, so we make more money off you.
Thank you.
Your double chocolate marijuana delight.
What I find interesting about this whole, marijuana being legal and now states are like getting different ways and using cannabis different ways, companies are actually going public and you can buy marijuana stock.
Right.
Yeah.
Now that they're going public, I mean, yeah, it's definitely an interesting aspect, and I'm still kind of certain that the guy's going there, that it's going to end up being legalized around the entire U.S. And when it happens, it's going to be a big boom for everything. I feel like
it's one of those things where if you do your research now, you can invest wisely, and you can. You're not going to be able to, like, live off of it unless you invest a substantial amount of money. But you can make a decent amount of money. Like, I know somebody who invested, and she, you know, did her research. She invested, and then she's ended up making, like, about $1,000 a month.
God dang.
And I think she's been doing it for a while. So, like, her first month, she got back a solid $1,000 just from stocks.
That's nothing to spit at.
I don't know. I mean... Hello, weed
you
man.
Make more money selling drugs, but...
But see...
Which we do not endorse!
But you cut out the bullshit in the middle, man. Like, think about it. There's no calls at 4 a.m. like, hey, man, you up? There's no just, like... You're not, like, riding around just like, beep! Just like, oh, fuck! Oh, dear Lord! Like, none of that shit. You're just like, oh, the stocks are kind of going down. I'm going to sell those. I'm going to wait. And I'm going to enjoy this nice espresso.
But at least if you bought the drugs, you couldn't enjoy them. Whereas, like, this, if your stocks just, like, drop the fuck down, you're like...
Yeah, but...
What was it even worth it for?
And that's why you put a stop loss on it.
I'm just being devil's advocate, stupid here. Like, you know, I'm not getting into a debate.
You're just looking it up.
What's new?
Your bracelet there.
It is new.
Mm-hmm. So, there was one more story. I sent this earlier this morning. I wanted to bring it up. This is pretty funny. So, title of it. Spiteful hero buys all the pies at Burger King so a screaming brat can't have any. A couple days ago, Redditor Thrill, THR111, needed to get something off his chest. He took to the off-mic chest section and proceeded to tell the most true story anyone has ever told on the internet about how he was so fed up with the screaming, whiny kid in line at Burger King that he bought all the pies the restaurant had so the kid couldn't have any. The hero, our hungry narrator in line at Burger King, for his privacy's sake, he did not post any pictures, but based on all the evidence of the story, it is assumed he looks... have picture of what they think he looks like.
It's like somebody in a fireman's uniform.
And our villain's a terrible mom and her screaming kid, also in line. But I just thought that was fantastic. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Some guy went out of his way. Okay, actually, here's the post itself. So, a while ago, I decided to treat myself and go to Burger King. I hadn't had the greatest of days. I had a headache coming on. It was a very long line, and I was at the end of it, waiting patiently, when behind me comes this woman yapping on her cell phone with a little monster of a child. This kid was out of control, screaming, punching his mother, throwing around a Game Boy whenever something didn't go right in the game. The mother didn't seem to pay any attention to him, and his continuing yelling of, "I want a fucking pie," after about 5 minutes of the line. I lost my place. Of the line, with these people behind me, I had gone from a headache to a full-on migraine, but nothing was going to stop me from getting those burgers. I calmly turn and ask her nicely if she can please calm or quiet her child down. Immediately, she gets up in my face, telling me I can't tell her nothing about raising her child and to mind my own business. I nod and turn around. She's still yelling at the back of my head when the child cries out again about how he wants the pie. The mother consoles him, calling him sweetie and ensuring that he'll get pies for lunch because she loves him so much.
Oh, damn. I love where this is going.
I then decide to ruin their day. I order every pie they have left in addition to my burgers. Turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order and walk towards the exit. Moments later, I hear the woman yelling, "What do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all?" Yes. I turn around and see the cashier pointing me out with the woman shooting me a death glare. I stand there and pull out a pie and slowly start eating it as I stare back at her. She starts running towards me but can't get to me because of other lines in the food court. I turn and slowly walk away.
That's fucking amazing.
I mean...
Jesus Christ.
I just love the fact of the slow eating, like...
That's how you fucking do it.
And that is like the guy might have walked out with a migraine, but he got his burgers, and oh man, did he get the best revenge, as they say. That is the sweetest. I bet that revenge was sweeter than any of those pies.
I'm guessing it was McDonald's.
No, it was a Burger King.
Burger King has
pies. Pies.
I never knew they had pies either.
Yeah, wait, really?
They do, they're just not as world famous and world renowned.
As the McDonald's pie.
That McDonald's pie.
I mean, I heard, I've never had McDonald's pie, but I heard they kind of got shitty when they stopped deep frying them and then start baking them. They're trying to be kind of healthier.
That's why you take it home and just deep fry it yourself.
Yeah, because I have time for that.
Hey, no one got time for that.
Because his home has a deep fryer already set up.
Flesh got a McDonald's setting.
Can I get all your pies, but not cooked yet and not thawed?
Actually, I'm going to make this a York Fair creation. I'm going to batter them, and then I'm going to inject them with butter and Twinkie cream. Flash fry them and put powdered sugar on them.
Are you just trying to have feel your blood stop moving?
You can literally feel it starts coagulating.
Blood just
same thing when you eat Infinitos.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it that much. The last time I went, it hurt so bad. I was like,
although Shaky Jake's was fucking good.
Shaky Jake's dope. But the things like you buy a set amount. And you get what you pay for. Infinitos, there's always more. And you're like, I didn't do another, and you shouldn't. Well, what you do?
Sounds like every Friday and Saturday night for Luke.
Exactly. It's like pizza and beer, just like the bane of my existence.
I could do another.
Right.
But, dude, it was funny as shit. We went to Shaky Jake's, which was really fucking good.
This is last week after the podcast on Saturday. The
podcast on Saturday. Went to Shaky Jake's, and then it was like, it was funny because at one point, there were like these soccer moms that were there, and they were doing an order for pickup, and I remember, I turned around, I was just looking at the one, like, as she walked, because she had, like, fucking Stars and Stripes leggings on, and she had a really nice butt, and I was just like, alright. And then I kind of, like, watched her leave, and then I turned around back to the table, and I'm like, so what were you looking at? And I just was, calmly, I was just like, I was looking at the lady's butt, and they're just like, so you're not even going to try to fucking hide it? And I was just like, nope. No, I'm not.
Staring to that skin.
Yeah, definitely. I was just like, it was nice. And then, it was funny because afterwards we're just like, so, what do you guys want to do? And then we were joking because Shaky Jake's is in the same plaza as Excitement Video.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, for those of you who don't know, Excitement Video is a pornography and sex show.
I learned last night that there is a rewards card for Excitement
Video. Buy $10, get someone free. I don't know how this works.
Because, what was it? This one kid, he passed out, and they were, like, digging through his wallet, and they found, like, a rewards card for Excitement Video. And I was like, is there, like, a punch card, too? Like, your fifth dildo is free?
It's your frequent flyer miles.
Like. Frequent jizzer miles?
Frequent slider miles.
Here's your... we got a prize today. Here's your convention for the furry convention. Your ticket for the furry convention.
And here's a complimentary butt plug tail.
No kink shaming here, guys. Come on.
That's not kink shaming.
I mean, you do you.
No, they're going to do joking. Other people. I'm kidding.
That's why Luke isn't coming next week. He's going to a furry convention.
Yeah, that's right. Why Luke's offended. He has a butt plug. Butt plug tail.
I'm sitting on it right now.
Butt plug tail.
As long as it has the flared end, so your butt doesn't suck it up.
I'm going to throw up.
Safety 101.
Oh, God.
Luke's asshole is just a black hole.
Makes sense.
I'm gonna cry. I don't know which one first. Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, but fuck
is where the trophy husband is. Life is a fucking nightmare.
Since when did this become like a 2000s like stoner teen comedy? I mean, I like it, but when? Can we do that? Can that be a thing? We'll call it Dude Bro Dude by the Trophy Husband.
Dude Bro Dude.
But, so we did that. That was fucking hilarious, because it was all of us just like, tee-hee, dicks and butts.
So you guys actually went into Excitement Video?
Oh, yeah.
I always when I go into Excitement Video, when I do that, because there's always that old guy, looking at all the DVDs and stuff, like, and you're like...
When we were in the DVD section, like, we were all just, like, together, and I just, like, I wander off and look around the corner, and some dude's just kind of, like, casually looking at them like it's a library, like, turns around reading the description, like, does not bust the whores to tell not you. Describe it.
He needs to know the story.
He's just
great
like, man.
Plot.
Cleaning the pipes for. Yeah. So, he's a plumber from Arkansas looking for love.
Wow, I didn't know they had a rom-com section for
everything.
And she happens just to be low on money at the time.
How is she going to pay
we
him?
We need to repay the services.
But we had a fucking field day. It was just like all of us. And not only that, we had fucking pizza and stromboli, so we're all like farting.
I forgot about that. I'm pretty sure we each had an aisle we farted.
Yeah.
God, you guys are just cropping the entire store.
There's one where I casually walk away, and then now he goes, oh my God, who was it? I was like, I look around the corner, just like,
just dropped us in all of excitement
that
video.
That one fucking lingered for a long time. Just like,
it was
God.
Bad.
I came back and was like, I'm sorry, guys.
It was like, a whole team effort. I was collective fucking, like, nitrous oxides fart. It was so bad.
Someone comes into an excitement video for the first time, and they're like,
oh,
this is what sex sounds like? Oh, it's
somebody
awful.
Have, like, goat sex in the middle of the
You just see hay all over the floor.
Oh my god.
Why?
What I want to know is why do you know what goat sex smells like and why Luke's farts smell like goat sex?
There's some nights you missed at 151.
Clearly.
Oh.
Jesus. How many goat noises in 10 million fucking are you gonna make? Why?
This is what Steve practices in the car.
Oh my god,
I'm sorry. Steve. Chewbacca then.
I can see Steve in the car. Like, Steve's going to a wedding.
So
or something.
Chewbacca's fucking the goat.
Steve's like going
oh
to a
my
wedding.
God.
He's all dressed up really nice.
That's your furry convention, right?
Well, never gonna be able to look a furry straight in the eye.
You have to look in the mouth, because that's what their eyes are.
Yeah, you gotta look a horse in the mouth.
Yes.
You gotta get horse in the mouth.
I'm glad you guys are very well versed in this topic.
Hey,
I feel like I'm learning today.
But you see Steve, like, dressed to the nines. He's, like, going somewhere really fancy, like a wedding or something. And it's, like, a half an hour drive. He's by himself. It's like, well, time to practice my goat noises. I think it was a year or two ago, I found this article, and I think I sent it to Libby, and it was about this. It was a sheep brothel that got busted overseas. I think it was, like, in, like, Ireland or something. And the name of it was the Ram's Head Inn.
Wow!
I can't wait for someone to comment on this video and go, excuse me, that's not how a goat sounds like when they're having sex.
Idiot.
That's a sheep sound.
I am from PETA and I am offended.
Does it offend you people?
This offends my wife.
did you marry a goat, sir?
Yeah,
she's very self-conscious. Does she just headbutt you and eat trash?
Has she been eating your walls?
There's a joke in there somewhere. But how does that... Do you just, like, walk in and just, like, I want Scruffy over there in the corner.
He looks specifically
like
woolly.
Like the South Park episode. It's like, we even had a child. It's like a half duck, half baby. It's like, kill me.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, but back to Simon video, it was fucking hilarious just because it was just like all this ridiculous shit that nobody thinks of. Like there was a, almost like, it was like a strap-on for guys, but it went over your penis, and we're just like...
Right, yes.
What?
It's like, because it's hollowed out to put your penis in, so it's like...
I mean, I guess for guys that aren't endowed?
I guess...
Is but. It like training wheels for your dick? And then there was one, I think it was like see-through and like lit up and shit, and it was just like, okay.
Alright. Going to a rave later.
Exactly. Woo! And when we were walking by, and Steve just cackling, he's like, look, it's me, and he points to like this one, and it's just like, eh. I was like, oh, you mean this one? It's this giant fucking like rubber fist? And I'm like, you don't gotta be so modest, Steve. And he starts cackling in the middle of the fucking aisle. And then
there's like and the thing next to it was like 12-inch black cock, and it's just like as big as my fucking arm.
Yeah. And I was like, Steve, that's you, right? And Steve's just like chuggling his asshole. And so we're in the aisles at the DVD section, and mind you, these are actually very fucking tall shelves. They're like 8-foot tall shelves. And so I'm looking around, and the one label said special interest. So I'm like, what the fuck is so special? And like just curiosity hat, I was just like, all I see is girls with dicks. Like, what the fuck is this? Not just like, not, you know, no offense to anybody. Yeah, you know, you do. You. Oh, you live your life. It's all good. We'll party later. You tell me about your life, I'll tell you about mine. It'll be the trophy husband's expose. But anyway, I'm just like, special interest? Is it all just like transgender and like transvestite? Like, what? And Maggie's just like, you happen to be in the transvestite station, like the transvestite section. Section.
Yeah.
Station.
Checking into the transvestite station.
All aboard!
Is this your train stop? All aboard the Polar Express.
Just white bears. I happen to look up because, like I said, the shelves are tall as shit. It just says transvestites, and I'm like, oh, this section from like here down is transvestite, and then special interest is here down. Makes sense now. The entire time, I'm just like, is this the entire special interest self? This is interesting.
Like, especially interesting.
And fucking Maggie kept making fucking jokes about the skeletons and the one I fell for. Forget what she said. She was like, I bet he can't feel his hand or some shit like that. And I was like, what? And I turn around, it's a skeleton. I'm like, God damn it. Why?
Terrible. Oh, that sounds like that would have been fun, though. I couldn't join because I had to go to a party up in Harrisburg from one of Alex's co-workers.
Yeah, how's that ball?
How was that?
How's that ball and chain?
It was fun. It was actually really a lot of fun.
You guys, like, drink wine and finger pain? Like, what'd you do?
We mostly just stood around and talked. Like,
yeah, like, I'd do that.
It's this large apartment and everything, and, like, they had these gigantic bookshelves, like, covering every single wall, just filled with books. And then they just had, like, this spread of food out, all this kind of alcohol. I'm just like, I can do this.
Time to get drunk and take off my pants. When in Rome.
I wish I hadn't have had to drive, because then, you know, when in Rome. But
exactly. Exactly. So, like, pants optional here? You're taking too long to answer. I'll take that as a nope.
I'm sorry, my pants are already off. So, so
yeah. I mean, really, I was just asking out of courtesy.
Do you
but
have Netflix?
I'm really trying to watch some Jessica Jones now. Not really watching. I'm just gonna pause it for a few scenes.
Specifically, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones scenes.
Is that how expensive is that couch? I'm about to have my way with that couch.
Is that pleather or leather?
Can you squeegee it off?
Actually, sir, we do have a squeegee. It's the sham squeegee.
Just
the shame squeegee.
Shame squeegee. Don't put black lights near that couch. Shame squeegee.
Lazy Boy has its own shame squeegee. It sells with all of its leather. All of its leather couches.
And it's sold to you by the coffee man.
Oh, the coffee man. What a hero amongst hero.
Here's your 1 month contract for the couch squeezy. The shame squeezy to go with your couch.
You can buy one on Amazon. Amazon Prime, 2-day shipping.
Oh, but alright. We are over an hour now. It's starting to actually get a little warm in here. It's not too bad. Not like it was in the summer.
Yeah, no.
But let's wrap it up here, guys.
Alright. Marcus, you can find me farting in your local pornography store. And you can contact me.
You just made it so fucking weird.
That made it weird?
No.
This entire episode has been nothing but, like, weird dick jokes. And, like, well, fucking semen and butts.
But you just crossed the line.
That's what crossed the fucking line.
Okay, I just wanted to see you freak out. Sorry.
Oh, fucker. Go reach somewhere else. Anyway. I kind of like his music. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at QUEZMAV. You can find me on Snapchat replying to Brian that Luke eats turds with a shit eating grin at SIRMAV. Eat those booty-os.
You can find me, Luke, on Twitter and Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. Follow me in my Snapchat adventures at HukeLoover, just HUKELOOVER. Swipe right on Tinder. I'm only swiping right so I can fuck your mom.
Hey, man. I'm single, too. If she wants a twofer, holla at your boy.
You're going to make your own Tinder.
No, I'm just going to ride your Tinder wave. Ride your Tinder coattails.
I'm telling you about any of my matches.
I'm Steve. You. I'll see you next week.
And I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. Don't forget to hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at The True Trophies.
Yes.
And check out new episodes every Trophy Tuesday.
Do that.
Have a good week.
Yeah. Tuesday. Luke and I are a fucking package deal. Do it.